You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, it's Tuesday, and the most interesting thing in tech is an announcement from Google. Now, Google is a software company. It has traditionally been very good at software. Less good, though pretty good, at hardware. But it's Google I.O., their big event, and the thing everybody is excited about on day one is the new phone, the new Pixel 3a. So what's interesting about the Pixel 3a? Well, it's their high-end phone, the Pixel, the thing Google has been pushing for a while, and it's got all kinds of great things in it. And how much does it cost? You might think it would cost like $1,000, which is what most high-end flagship phones cost. But what's neat is that Google has made a bunch of decisions and brought the price down to $400. And our reviewer, Jeffrey Van Camp, who spent a week with the phone, feels like there weren't a ton of sacrifices made. So what do you lose when you go from $1,000 to $400? Well, the processor is a little bit slower, but not in a way that Jeff noticed. The screen doesn't go quite to the top. Looks so beautiful when the screen goes right to the top, but you know what? Who cares? And it's not made of the finest glass. But so what? And that also makes it a little bit less slippery so it doesn't slide off your table so much. What it does seem to have is a really good camera. It has a really good feel. It goes to the latest version of Android. All of the stuff you actually want in a phone, it's got that. One thing about it that kind of creeped me out though. Google has a service called Now Playing, which will, if you turn it on and activate it, it will track all the songs and all the music that you hear. And it will store it locally. It won't store it in the cloud, so that helps protect your privacy a little bit. But you gotta think that one day that's gonna be used for ad targeting. Because if you know the songs that I heard during the day, and you compare it to the songs that everybody else heard during the day, then you know where I was. There are all kinds of weird implications of that. On the other hand, who cares, maybe, and you'll learn a lot about the music you heard during the day and maybe find some new artists. So if it's for you, go for it. But meanwhile, it is an impressive example of how a company can take a really high-end product and then say, we can really reduce the price if we just knock away a few things. So our reviewer really liked it. I haven't tested it out, but I hope to soon. All right, see you tomorrow.